This episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, SNL, and more. Right now, our listeners get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Joey. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/Joey.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Wednesday morning, June 26th, and what the fuck have you done? Get up, jumping jacks, coffee, wash that helmet, and let's go to fucking town today. It's a beautiful motherfucking day to be alive. We're here smoking dope, getting fucking HIV. We don't give a fuck. It's Wednesday, the church, Lee's smoking. And this is what it's all about, baby. The Boulevard of Broken Dreams, and how the fuck are you gonna react to it? You know how? He walks alone. He don't give a fuck. What's the story, Lee Sayak?
No, I never would have expected you like Green Day. You surprise me every week.
Listen, brother, I like fucking good music. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I joke around about it. I like good fucking music. And if it's got some heart to it, we're playing it on this church of what's happening. Now. Good morning, cocksuckers. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Then tell them all to suck your dick. We're here, the flying Julie Sayat with his blue little shirt on, ready to rock this weekend up in San Jose. He ain't fucking around.
I can't wait.
We're going to eat good. We're going to walk around, do jumping jacks. It's nice and sunny. McCormick and Schmitz, the happy hour.
And for everyone who thinks Joey wakes up at 5 only for this, you called me last night. You're waking up. We're waking up at 5. We're going to take a walk. We're going to go to the elliptical. We're going to go take a nap. Then we're going to take a swim. I don't know how you fucking do it, man. You're up until like 1 or 2 in the morning, and then you're like, it's 5. I gotta go on. I gotta go do shit.
Listen, man, you fucking sleep when you're dead. I rest too. I get little pockets of sleep in 3-4 hours, but you gotta go for it. We got one fucking life to live. You gotta go for it. If not, it's a bad situation every day. These motherfuckers are staying home and sleep. The fucking sun shining. The birds. I can't see it. I can't. Even when I sit there sometimes, the daytime with the bed. I gotta go, I gotta get her out. I gotta get her out of the house to get some air, to breathe your fucking lungs.
You still do a walk every day?
Yeah. I didn't do it Monday because it was cloudy. I did it in the afternoon, but yesterday I took it for 3.5 hours. I got back at 11:30. She took 2 fucking naps.
Oh, we haven't talked about it. Gray came back. You said it on Twitter, but we haven't talked about it yet.
Fucking Gray came back, the love of my life, and she has not left the bedroom, Lee.
Oh, really? Was she scared?
But you know, I don't know what happened. All I know is that she slipped out. They found her in the garage behind the fucking house, Lee. They opened up the garage and she came flying out. She meowed for a day.
Oh, God.
For a day, she just kept going, meow, 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 meow. So I picked her up. She has not left the room. Last night, she did not leave the bed. She slept 3 feet from me. I mean, all I had to do was put my arm out all night and she was right there. So.
Well, that's awesome, man. I know you're
aware of that. Oh, my God. Listen, let me tell you something. You lose an animal, you think about. You know, he could have got hit by a car. You know, so here I am driving on Chandler and I see the cat. But at least I know where I stand. If I didn't see the cat, then I'm thinking some kid, like I told you, some kids are throwing darts at it. You don't know. Somebody walks down the block, Gray's friendly. She comes up to you, rubs your leg. And next thing you know, you're picking her up. And next thing you know, you bring her home and your son's throwing fucking darts in the basement. I don't know. I don't fucking know. But that's what goes through my mind. It's never the good shit. It's the worst shit that's happened.
That always happens to me. I always think about the worst situations. Even not like new jobs or new friends. I was telling someone, because I went to a comedy show this last weekend, and I like going to that stuff alone sometimes, because I was saying, like, if I bring a friend, I didn't even invite anyone, because when I invite someone, I always, like, I'll look at them and I'll worry if they're enjoying it. Like, why can't I just enjoy something? Like, even at a movie, like, I always think, oh, I don't want to go with someone, because then they'll talk, and if I do go with someone, I'm like, oh, I recommended the movie, what if it sucks now? I don't know what it is, man. I always go to the negative stuff.
You're pretty much alone all the time. It's funny because this song is talking about the one we just played.
Mm-hmm.
It's about I walk alone. And it's so weird. I heard that yesterday. And I was thinking about a lot of things that, you know, in life we have a family and we have friends. But the people that bother me, you ever talk to people, bro, I got a hookup. You know, if I go out to California, my friend works for this thing and he'll get me a job or whatever. And it's so weird that at a young age, you always have this misinformation that you have people that are just gonna, you're gonna fly out and they're gonna do whatever they do for you because they told you they'll hook you up or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things, like the career that we do is one of those things that people go, well, he's not funny. He just did that because he's friends with such and such.
Yeah.
That he had to do something, guys. He had to do something. Friendship can't do that much for you, but it's the people who depend on that friendship to move forward. A lot of people go, well, I don't need to do this because he'll just, I thought about life. I thought about even like what happened with me. If my mother would have lived, my wife said to me that day, she goes, look at the baby. If your mom would have lived, she would have been really happy right now. And I go, and I didn't say this to her because I didn't want her to think I was retarded. I go, if my mother was alive, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be with this baby. I'd probably be in a rehab for the 15th time. I would have been a very soft person, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm naturally, you know, I like music. You know what it takes to be fucking listen to music? You got to be lazy. You got to sit there and smoke pot and listen to it and talk to your friends about it. And in the meantime, you could be fucking writing a book or going to school and learning to be an attorney. But for my first 20 years, I loved anything to do with sitting down, getting high, and smoking. But the same goes for television. I fucking love TV. I could sit there all day and watch TV if you let me. I know that I can't, as a human being, sit there and watch TV all day.
Especially with football, that's the one thing I don't understand, because I love doing that, and you, I don't think you even make it through the highlights on SportsCenter.
And since I was a kid, I like sports. It has nothing to do with sports. I just feel like I'm killing myself. But when I was a, I was watching the 76 basketball final, 75, I was watching the Dr. J thing, and I was thinking about how in those days, I'd get home, and I'd watch basketball till the last game, then I'd take my basketball and I'd go to the court. I'd watch the game with a notebook. And take notes of the moves people were making.
You take notes on the moves?
Take notes.
Like left foot forward?
Left foot forward, fake. Remember this Nate Archibald move. Remember this move.
That's crazy.
And then I go to the court at 11 o'clock, midnight, and I practice the move. I practice the fucking move. But this isn't what it's about. What it's about is basically that you're alone, man. You're fucking alone. And when the faster you get that through your head in this life, the faster you'll excel. At least it motivates the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm sitting there watching TV sometimes, and I'll go, well, I should be writing, you know? And I'll say, well, this is the old me. The old me wouldn't give a fuck about anything. You know, when I was watching TV, and I had Pink Floyd on, I'm smoking bong hits, and I'm trying to watch old movies. Because I watch an old movie over and over and over again.
Yeah. Now, when you say old, do you mean Coke, you, or like even before that? Even before Coke?
It's in my roots. It's okay. In my genes to fucking sit there all day with piles of food around me and watch TV. That's who I really fucking am.
So then when did new you start?
When my mother died, because I knew I had no time for that. I knew that I always couldn't do that. I'm lying to you, I did it afterward. But for me to excel, I knew that I had to put that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's my state of mind all the time, that I'm alone. I can't, if I don't pay the rent, I can't call my mom and go, Mom, I'm broke. Mm-hmm. Give me $800 till next month. I don't have that privilege. Do you know what I'm saying? I've never had that privilege. So I can't call a relative and go, hey, I need $600. Yeah, I borrowed money from friends, but it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It really fucking sucks, Lee, to borrow money from somebody like that constantly. I was a loser. You know what I'm saying? When you're a loser, you don't know where your rent's going to fucking come from. But what I'm trying to say is a lot of people think they have help out there in the world, and you're alone. You're alone. And the faster you realize that, the faster you'll excel, and it'll eliminate a lot of thoughts in your head that you have for comfort. We're alone. When the doctor took you out of your mom's snatch, you're alone. He pulled you out, he cut that, but once you cut that fucking cord, you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird how a lot of people don't act like that in their daily life.
That's something I've never understood. There's people who I know who, and it's not always girls, but I know a lot of girls who, they don't even like being alone. Like, they always have to hang out with somebody. That drives me nuts.
You like being alone.
I do. I love it. Me too.
I don't like going. I'll tell you why I don't want to go to a movie with somebody.
Why?
Because if I call and you're 4 minutes late, you just fucked up my whole movie.
Oh, I don't go if I miss the trailers.
Me neither. If I'm sitting there and you're walking during the trailers, you just fucked up my whole day. I do. I enjoy being fucking alone 85% of the time. That's what people understand. People always come in, who'd you travel with? Alone. I don't want to travel. Joe says shit to me all the time. I don't understand how you could do that, bro. It's drama for a guy like me.
Yep.
If I got to wait for you 2 fucking minutes,
yep.
It's drama. If I have to wait, it's drama. If I just like, my mind is smooth, and I like to do it alone. It's so weird. I'm an only child, and it reflects. Like, you like being alone.
I love it. And every once in a while, I'll get lonely, and I'll go hang out with somebody. But like I drove out, like I drove across the country 1.5 times by myself the entire time. I go to movies, not like a Saturday night, but like during the day I'll go alone. I don't know. I don't know if it's not that I don't like people because I'm social, but I enjoy being alone sometimes. Especially, I mean, it's even more for you because you're entertaining people, but I'm with people 12 hours a day. After that, I don't want to be with it. Like, I like being alone, like, on set. Like, when I told everyone listening that sometimes I feel like I'm missing out on, like, Saturday nights, I couldn't go out if Friday, Saturday, to. Sunday night, go to a club.
If you wanted to.
I like it once every couple months, and that's it.
You know, it's so weird how you need your... I like it. I hate that shit when girls will say, yeah, you know girls that can't be alone. Yeah, yeah, that's a shit.
I can't stand it.
I don't understand. I fucking just don't understand. I could sit there. I could plan a whole fucking day by myself.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
I could plan a whole fucking day by myself and have a good time. And once people come, don't get me wrong, I'm like you. I'm a social person. I really... But, man, even when I used to do crime...
You did crime by yourself.
That's why I like burglarizing, because it's something I can do by myself. Once you get a lookout, I don't know what the fuck he's looking at.
In the crime you got sent to jail for, you had a partner.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they... I can't count on him. That's what I'm saying.
Now, how do you do in jail? Because you were never alone in jail.
You're always alone. You're
really?
Pretty much alone. Yeah, well,
seems alone. Like you'd be surrounded.
Well, you have people. It's like anything else. You go to school, you have people around you. But then you have... Sometimes they put two people in a cell.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I was in by myself.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of overcrowding now. But when you go to sleep at night, you're by yourself. There's always somewhere. Once you go into the system, whatever system you go into,
yeah.
Then you have your cell, and you know sometimes you have a one-man room. I hated all that shit. Like, I tell you what event I hate is watching sports with men.
Why?
Don't like it. I've never been a guy to sit there and watch two games with a bunch of guys eating sour cream and onion dip and potato chips. Like, once the chips are gone, let's go.
See you later. The chips are gone.
Once the chips are gone, I gotta sit here with you fucking morons and watch two more games. I've never done that in my life. I did it maybe two times and it ain't for me. I've never been a rah-rah type of guy that could sit there with eight guys.
Yeah.
I don't understand. There's a lot of fucking shit that I can't understand being a part of something if you're not a part of something.
So, like, because you're not playing the sport?
I don't want to. It's like when people say to me, I went. It's like when a comedian says to me, I went down to hang out at a comedy club. It eats my craw.
Okay.
If you're not going up, don't come down here. Unless Dave Chappelle's down here, you want to learn something. But, again, I always learn from going to open mics and watching. But there's comics that make a living out of going to clubs at night and trying to get on and hanging out. I've never been one of those guys. Either you have a spot or you fucking don't. I'd rather go somewhere where I'm definitely getting on stage and go somewhere to linger and be a pain in the ass to somebody. A lot of comics like being a pain in the ass to somebody. Hey, man, you mind if I do 10 minutes? Yes, I do fucking mind. Yes, I do mind. I have a show. It's already a show. Who the fuck are you? You're just going to stroll in?
Yeah.
I'd rather have the idea that that's there. Let me go do a spot, and if anything else, I'll shoot back there. Okay. That's why I don't like following comics on Facebook. I don't like comics following me on Facebook. For what? For what? What? To do what? I don't know you. You don't know me. What are you going to find? What, you think I'm going to crack a joke on it? No. Go follow somebody the fuck else. Go get your shit out. Go spread your shit out to people.
Mm-hmm.
Not to other fucking comics. Why would I want to be followed by a bunch of fucking comics so I know their shit and they know my... No, get the fuck out. Let normal people know who the fuck you are. I'm going to mingle with fucking comics. For what?
Now, I was actually thinking about this earlier. It's funny we're talking about it, because I've been on a couple dates with this girl, and I really like her. And I was thinking about you and Terry, because you like being alone, and...
Terry likes being alone.
And not even that, but it's just that I was thinking about, like, because I'm really liking this girl, and it's interesting when you, like, click with somebody, and it's... I can't imagine that, like, you have a lot of girlfriends who you clicked with, and, like, it's you and Terry are, like, in, like, not inseparable, but, like, a great match. So, like, what? How do you think that happened, or, like what do you think? Like, I was thinking about that the other day.
I love people who think that they just stumble on the right person. You're never going to stumble on
You don't think
right
you stumbled
person.
On
it? You're never going to stumble on the right person. So you're going to have to kiss fucking 80 frogs before you meet somebody that you're very compatible with. I mean, you know why you're fucking that chick, whether you're going to stay with her the rest of your life or you're not.
Yeah.
There's something about that. You know when you... And I never liked that. I didn't like just going out with girls for fucking them. I don't know why. It made me feel fucking dirty or something. If I don't like you, why are we gonna fuck?
Why are we you don't even like sex without liking?
Nah. Because I gotta listen to you afterwards. I gotta listen to you. One of my best friends once told me, if you can't stand... look at that person before you bring her home. Make sure you want to wake up to that motherfucker in the morning. Because when you're under the ether, all that talk that she's talking is interesting.
Yeah.
After you fuck her, that shit that's coming out of her mouth ain't that fucking interesting. You want to shoot that bitch. So that's if you want to bring her home. And we might do the same for them. We're a fucking idiot. Can you imagine going home with me and waking up to me in the morning and I want eggs and, you know, I'm hungry, I'm farting, and I'm scratching my balls in your fucking bed? It's disgusting. You know, girls date their fathers.
Yeah.
Always remember that. Women date their fathers. So whatever you do, that's who they're going to go date. I can't imagine my wife dating me. Once I met her crazy father, I understood.
Oh, really? You guys are similar?
Yeah. He's a crazy fucker. He yells. He's crazy. You know, he watches TV. He likes to eat. He's built like me. He's a big fucking dude.
Now, do you think, because I just didn't know your mom, do you think Terry is like your mom?
You know, I don't know if sons dates them, I don't know if that applies in many ways.
Yeah.
In many ways. Terry doesn't take shit from me.
Yeah.
Which you have to be friends with me. You have to. I don't like hanging out with people that I could fuck around with. I like people who could say, no, I'm doing this. You have your own opinions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's women who become you. You ever go to some place and there's like a bicycle tournament, and the husband is the bike, but the wife is dressed up in a bike outfit,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, "Yippee! You never liked bikes till they married. You were a lonely fucking ugly chick in a corner at a dance." Now you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want my wife to have my interest. My wife's brother asked my wife about my act.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, is he still rough? And my wife goes, "I have no idea. I haven't seen him in 10 fucking years." I like that about my wife.
Yeah.
Do you understand me? I like that a woman has her own identity. A man has to have his own identity in a relationship. They just can't become one.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I see people getting into a car and I see a couple outside with their kids waving and holding each other, it makes me want to stab myself. Because I know it's bullshit. Just going to fucking out. No husband wants to wave goodbye. He's watching TV. The wife goes outside and says, bye, thanks for coming. That's what when I first got married, that's what she wanted our relationship to become. I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
I don't like that American family type shit. I wanted for my wife to have an opinion. I want my wife to have her own life. I can't date a woman who takes my shit. I can't hang out. I can't do it.
It gets boring after a while.
Gets boring. There's no challenge. My wife reads. My wife don't give a fuck. You know what my wife and I have in common?
What?
Music.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Big music. Big music. We play fucking music all the time.
That's funny.
Outlaws. She likes country. You know, she's country. So that makes that's where our little thing goes easy. I'm a big fan of country music. I don't know about it, so she schools me on it.
Okay.
You know, there's little things like that people might not see.
I never knew she liked music.
Yeah, she's a big classic rock fucking wench. You know, that's why she's got the satellite radio in the car. She's a big wench.
Oh, that's cool.
Me, I like it, but I don't want to go crazy over it. My wife has to have certain things. She has the classic rock. She has the heavy metal thing.
Now, did you ever date anyone who was like... I dated the last girl I dated in Boston was all like... We were like exact copies of each other, and we just kept butting heads, and it just didn't work. Because, I mean, you and Terry are similar, but you're not the same. Like, I feel like if you're too similar, it's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out. No, she's hard-headed, but in a different way. And I'm hard-headed in different ways. But it works. And you know, listen, man, you have to all... This is what people think. People think that they're going to hook up with a chick and right away it's going to work out. You're going to have to give some stuff up yourself to make it work. Everybody has to cut off a little waist and somewhere along the line it meets. I'm very surprised about Terry. Just like you, I'm very surprised Terry's stuck around.
You are?
Yeah, but Terry's not a giver-upper type of chick either. She's not going to give up.
I mean, if she went through... How many years was it? 5 years that you were still doing coke when you were with her? Six. If she
boats you going down a decadose.
Uh-oh.
I ain't fucking around today, cocksuckers. I'm getting ready for San Jose. I got comedy to write today. I got to prepare Lee. I got to get him in shape. You know, his mind is somewhere else. I got to get this shit going here.
So, yeah, I mean, if she's lasted 6 years of coke, you wanting eggs in the morning is pretty easy.
But in those days, I never really said much. the addiction overtook everything. I didn't want to cause problems with anybody because, God forbid, I can't do coke that night.
So you wouldn't argue as much? That's interesting. So you would let stuff happen because all you cared about was the coke?
I didn't really give a fuck about anything but the coke. Everything else was a long shot second. You know, everything else is a long shot second. I think of my life now, and I think I'm with the baby. I think of my life 20 years ago with the child, Jacqueline. And I see the differences because you can't love anything when you're addicted to a drug. You can't. You cannot. Everything takes second place. Even my comedy, I don't like it. I didn't like it. I like this. I like that my comedy's in first place. I like that my family's in first place. I like that my life is in first place. It's not all falling second to cocaine.
Is that why you think you're so serious? Because, like, not that you lost it, but you didn't take full advantage for, like, 30 years?
If I tell you something, you're not going to believe this. I was serious when I was a kid. I was very serious.
Well, I mean, I believe it. You're serious now.
Oh, I was very serious about anything I did as a kid. That left back really fucked me up.
I mean, you were taking notes on basketball games. Yeah. No one does that.
No, I'm fucking serious. Because I go to airports a lot.
Yeah.
I travel a lot. And I see people at airports. What are you hearing about? Pay the fucking attention. Pay fucking attention. Look straight. Walk. Walk. Look straight. Look around you. Look at your fucking surroundings. At any time an Arab could drop a fucking box or bomb or something. And meanwhile, when I'm going through security and people are fucking around and there's like a big gap in between the belt.
Oh, that's
and
worse.
They're fucking... I will say something. Yo, come on. What the fuck? Did you see the show last? Who gives a fuck? Let's do this. Let's do this. And then we get to life.
Yeah.
Then you can do whatever the fuck you want. But pay the fuck attention.
You're the same way when you're driving.
Same thing when I'm driving. Same thing when I was a thief.
Yeah.
And I'd pick up my buddies and we're going to make a fucking thing. It's like that thing in Scarface before they go to buy the coke in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning when they cut the guy's arm off. Did you see that part?
With the chainsaw, right?
With the chainsaw. Yeah, yeah. When they're driving, they're fucking around. Look at that girl. And finally Tony goes, hey, beep, what the fuck? Straighten out, motherfucker. We're going to rob somebody. I want you in fucking bum, ba da bum, 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 ba da bum, bum. We're not in bum, ba da bum, bum mindset every day.
Okay.
Look around you. You could see the fucking kids. I could walk into a room and go, I could mug that guy. That fucking idiot, I could take his iPhone as soon as he puts it down. Because we're somewhere else. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, listen. You know, there's some people in their mind that have dun, 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 dun. There's other people have dun, 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 dun. They just walk around like fucking mopes. You know who the fuck they are.
That's most people.
But that's 60% of people all day I see them. Dun, 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 dun. I want you to give motherfuckers the impression that you're dun, 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 dun. But in your head, it's dun, 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 dun. That's the impression you want to give people. Let them assume you're a fucking moron. But by the time you walk up on them and they come into your sights, you've already got them. They're a pork chop. And that's what life is all the fuck about. Is to give somebody the illusion you're doing something else. Meanwhile, you're fucking their wife up the fucking ass. It's hysterical how for years, people before Twitter and Facebook, if I took a poll and said to people, what does Joey Diaz do in the daytime?
Mm-hmm.
They think I'm in a bar drinking, jumping up and down, giving a fuck about who won the Celtic game and dropping stats and talking about all those stats for hours. But meanwhile, your girlfriend's fucking the neighbor.
Yeah.
Do you follow me? You got to pay attention to what's going on right in front of you. Like I said, always give them the illusion that you hit the ta-ta-ta. Oh, yeah, look at Joe. He probably ate an edible. I'm as sharp as a fucking tack. And I'm watching you at all fucking times. And if you think, oh, yeah, yeah, he's going to be off his game, watch me. Watch me. Once I got left back in the seventh grade, that was the most humiliating thing that could happen to a guy like me.
Even in the seventh grade?
Even in the front, because I'm not stupid. It made me feel fucking stupid. And there's a difference between being stupid and not being prepared.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between, you know, being stupid and not preparing your day or scheduling your day. People don't have... I'm in a great mood sometimes. When I finish my day and I look at that notebook and I see that everything is done to plan. Because at the end of the day, when I wake up, I want to know how many things I got to do. So today I got to do 6 things. So I write 1, 2, 3, just like a retard. Just like a retard would do, just so there's no misunderstanding. So once I do that 6th thing, my day is done. I'm very happy. But I write everything down. Even if I'm going to go to the gym, I write it down. I got to go to the doctor for a shot. I write it down. I got to write for 2 hours. I got to write that down. And once that's all checked off, guys, it's fucking Miller time in my head.
Is that why you get so upset when you get like an audition at 5 o'clock or something?
Yeah, because it throws my fucking day off. By 7 o'clock at night, I got my whole next day planned the fuck out to the minute, Lee. To the minute. To the fucking minute. That's the only way it works.
It's so funny when you like when you call me in the afternoon, you're like it's 2. You're like, they just called me for an audition at 4. That fucks my whole day up because I had this planned and I...
That's no, like, you're done.
Yeah.
If you didn't get to me by the daytime, you got to treat me with the same respect I'm going to treat you. Last night, I had to do a table read.
Mm-hmm.
There's always things. Maybe I'm stoned and I'm driving and I forget to do things. But the moral of the fucking story today is let people think you're da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but in your head, you're fucking motherfuckers up the ass. That's the beauty of this. You're always fucking people up the ass. Always fucking be focused on what's going on in front of you.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. What fucking good time? Looking fucking front of you. What good time? The only time I'm having a good time is when I'm 69. That's my good time. When I'm 69, I got my tongue up, and I'm looking at that little hemorrhoid popping out of her asshole. That's a good time for me. A good time for me is when I'm getting my dick sucked with a Coke rock in it, and I got a chick putting a feather up my asshole.
You put a Coke rock in your dick hole?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Not anymore, but back in the day, that's a good time. You gotta fucking go to your mind and say, what's really a good time, and what's really I'm wasting my fucking time? You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, nothing pissed me off more than when I go to a concert, the concert sucked. And I'd see somebody the next day, and I go, how was the concert? And they go, it was fucking phenomenal. In the back of my mind, I go, it taught me that once we pay for something, we can't come to terms and say it sucked.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody will ever go, I went to Europe and it sucked, because they don't have the balls to fucking say it, that they look like a fucking idiot. But every time I go on a vacation, after 4 days, I'm like, when does this end? You know, when does this end? I want to look at this shit and these rocks and these fucking people. You know, I need this shit in my life. And that's for anything. Anything I've ever done that's been... It's like when I got the Laker tickets last year.
Yeah.
I was dying to go see the fucking Lakers. For a quarter.
For a quarter?
You know what I'm saying? Once I got there, I'm sitting there halftime and I'm looking at all these mooks with Laker t-shirts on, walking up and down and shit. I'm going to myself, there's got to be something better than I could be doing.
Jeez, that's, I mean, I guess...
It's a horrible fucking way.
I was going to say, it's good, but it's also, like, it seems like it'd be nice to...
I'm fucking tight.
I don't know if it, like, it's not that... I don't know if it's, you're wrapped too tight, but it's...
What I think is, like, people think, this is fun. What fucking fun?
Well, it seems like you enjoy... I mean, it is...
I enjoy smoking reefer.
Well, no,
I enjoy fucking eating.
It's not all that, but, you're with her for, like, a full 3 hours, but it doesn't seem like you feel that way with Mercy, at least.
No. With Mercy, I know that's the best that's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, when I go to a social event,
mm-hmm.
when I go to a concert, like the concert stuff was great, but after fucking, you know, by the time I was 30-something, I knew that was it.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit there with these people that they bank everything on this fucking concert. It used to break my heart. It breaks my heart. Like, this is the end all, you know what I'm saying? This is fun, but it's not the end all be all. Like Jimmy Buffett tickets. You know who Jimmy Buffett is?
Yeah, of course.
He sang a song 80 fucking years ago. Now people go see him. They put fucking parakeet things on their head and they get in a bus with a keg. Really?
Yeah.
Really, guy?
Now, I know you don't like traveling, but it seems like that's why you like the road. Once you're there...
Oh, I love travel. I love everything about travel because I get to meet new people and see that. I just don't want... I like when people come up to me and go, bro, you got to hit this restaurant. You have to hit this restaurant. It's an hour and a half away. Come here, stupid.
No, I just meant like you can work. Like there's nothing. It's not like you can have like a distraction because all you have is your hotel room, you're working out, and the show. It's not like there's no distractions there during the week.
No, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. When I go on the road, I know I'm gonna get a chance to rest.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get a chance to rest. I'm gonna watch TV.
I'm interested to see what you're like this weekend.
I watch TV.
Yeah.
You know, like last week I watched two movies. I watched a dumb movie with Chelsea Handler and the chick, another chick, the cute girl that just got the DUI.
Reese Witherspoon,
where they date an FBI agent.
Oh, I saw that
and
movie.
I watched the Clint Eastwood movie with his daughter, with Amy Adams.
Oh, the baseball movie? Is that good?
It took me a while. It's too social for me. It's got Justin Timberlake as a pitcher.
Oh, okay.
Justin Timberlake has a hard time being a Boy Scout. You know, I think he's funny and tough. I love Justin Timberlake, but he didn't sell me as a major league pitcher, is what I'm trying to say.
Of course not.
That was a failed pitcher. You know, I want to see a pitcher that's a little taller. I think that was a bad casting. But Amy Adams, fucking great Irish chick. Clint Eastwood's as bad as it gets. It wasn't a Clint Eastwood movie, I don't think.
No, it doesn't. He didn't direct that, did
no,
he?
No, I don't think so. So it wasn't, you know, something fucking crazy. But I enjoyed it. But I had the patience to sit there and watch it with a notebook out in between with a cup of coffee, knowing I'm going to the gym to do the epileptical.
Yeah, you're going to the gym. Knowing. But the whole thing is, in L.A., you could be going to meetings, you could be doing a thousand things, and you were in Lexington, Kentucky. There's not really any meetings or anything you could do there.
No, there ain't shit. So, I really wanted to see Killing Me Softly with Brad Pitt and Gandolfini, but I didn't have a chance. It was on sale on the on the television, on the thing, and, you know, shit like that. Lee, hit me with some fucking music. Let's spark up a number here. It's a beautiful fucking day to be alive. What is it, June 26th, June 27th? June
6th.
26th, holy shit. Oh shit. A little Pearl Jammy, a little fucking Chiba Choo, a little On It. I'm ready for the day. I took some Alpha Brain today. I'm back, bitches. How many jumping jacks should we play, Lee?
I'll do some now.
Alright, come get this fucking reefer, cocksucker.
Alright.
I'm ready. I eat a Chiba Choo. I got vitamin C in me for fucking San Jose. I'm preparing. Oh shit. Have I got a little story for you? Spark that motherfucker, Lee. Lee looking sharp with his new haircut. You put some gel in it? Gotta put some gel in it and push it straight so you look like Barnabas Collins and shit. You understand? Look at Lee. You feel better now, don't you? You've been doing them.
No, I've been doing them.
Jumping jacks are fun, bro.
It's funny. I love doing this podcast. So it's like I'm tired before you get here because I get off work at 3.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get here, I'll get excited.
You wake the fuck up, cocksucker.
Oh, yeah. That's why I can't have any of the soda because I have to go to bed pretty soon after this.
It's funny. We do this, you know, we get up and there's mornings I get up and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? But I know that I want to be a part of these people's mornings.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they enjoy it. They enjoy fucking around with us, listening to a little music. I want to give a little shout-outs. You know, it's funny. I switch with On It. You know, I always go on different stuff with On It. In the last 10 days, I've been back on the fucking Alpha Brain. I love it.
You do?
Yeah, I can see through a woman's clothes now. I seen some chicks, she had like 3 hairs on her pussy.
Oh, God.
I could see right through there. I love this
album. You do?
Right? Yeah. It makes me crazy.
And you've been writing a lot, the book and comedy. Does it help with that?
Mm-hmm. I love smoking reefer, Lee. I've told you that lately.
I have.
This is one thing I really like to do. Like, I've always loved this. Love this. I love, it feeds me. This is perfect for me. Alcohol never worked for me. The marijuana makes me think. Makes me listen to music, so it makes the music sound a little better. This is something I've always loved.
Yeah.
This is the best time I have. See, this is what ruined my life. This ruined my life because this cut right through the shit. Like, once I cut through this, my mind is fucking on fire. You smoke some weed, you mix it with some Alpha Brain, you do a couple jumping jacks. There ain't no stopping you.
No stop. Have you ever, like, mixed the weed and the Alpha Brain together?
What, in the paper and smoked it up like
go
crack?
For it. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. Lee, what the fuck? The fuck is wrong with you, cocksucker? No, I've never done that. But I'll pop a fucking Alpha Brain, a couple Alpha Brains, do a couple bong hits, and I'm back! I'm back, motherfucker. Look at Lee, getting ready for San Jose. What are you going to do this weekend when they fucking tie you up? They got some savage Peter Alonzo.
I'm looking forward to it.
Peter Alonzo is one of those guys from West New York. He owns that Glassworks. Oh, my God. He's every day he writes me. Every fucking morning when I got up, I got a new thing. He's inventing a hash for you.
No, I love it. I can't wait. I can't wait to go. And I've heard great things from you and other people about San Jose, but I just I'm looking forward to it.
It's a great club. It's a great little city with great fucking people. I've been going up there for a while, and I just like the whole couple days. You know, I miss my wife and my kids when I go on the. It's really weird. I used to be able to leave to go on the road 2 or 3 weeks at a time.
You would leave for 2 whole weeks?
Oh, I used to leave here in November and come back in April.
Really?
When I first got here, 97, 98. Yeah, man, because you're trying to become a really good comic.
Would you fly or draw? Like, how does that work?
Okay, so let's say I'm leaving November 18th. So November 18th is a Thursday or Wednesday. So let's say I'm going to I'm going to start in El Paso.
Okay.
So I would fly to El Paso, and then from El Paso, I'd probably take a bus to Houston or take a ride with another comic, do a week in Houston, from there do a week in Austin. From there, I'd go to Miami, I'd take a plane to fucking Miami, stay there for 2 weeks, make a little money.
Did you have this booked, or you would just show up?
Well, I would have it all booked. I would call ahead, and I would leave, like, I would leave pieces out so I could pick it up as I was moving along, because there's always fallouts. There's different bookers. You could call on Monday and go, hey, man, I'm available. I'm in Charlotte. I'm on this side of the country. If anything pops up, give me a call. So I would go from Miami to, let's say, Davie, Florida, to maybe Jacksonville, to Atlanta, to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, maybe stop and do 3 nights in D.C. These are all weekends. Send clothes home. I would buy clothes at different Walmarts.
You would send them home?
And send the old shit home. Like, if it's, you know, if you have the socks that are getting old, throw them away.
Yeah.
And I would just stay out there. From there, go to Jersey. From Jersey, go to Boston. From Boston, I'd go to Maine and do that room up there. From there, I'd go to Canada. I'd go to Toronto for 2 weeks. Maybe do a week in fucking Ontario, fucking Canada there. Go to Buffalo on the way down. Syracuse, Rochester. Fucking back to Jersey, and then it'd start all over again.
Now that's that
we were talking 3 or 4 months.
We were talking about being alone. That's really being alone. I mean, when you think, because that, like, that's even, I would think,
and I loved
it.
I loved it. I loved getting on a bus. I would get Greyhound. I would mix it up. I'd take trains, planes, trains, and automobiles with the emphasis on trains and fucking buses.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't fly a lot in those days. You couldn't afford it. I was making $400 or $500 a week as a feature.
Oh, so they don't pay for you? They wouldn't pay for you? Oh, you would just say, I'll come work for you.
Yeah, so you take a bus for $50 and you're there.
I love trains.
And the nights that you're off, you got to pay for your own hotel. So you got to figure out shit to do. So some nights, I'd say, I would get off at 3, I'd say, fuck it, I'll sleep at the bus station and save on the hotel and check in at 11 and get the whole fucking day.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You learn how to scam different fucking things. It just really is amazing life. You know, it really is an amazing life that I know how to, I could get through an airport. I don't go to a regular window. I always check them for first class. Whether I got first class or not. I'm not going to stand that fucking long line like a Puerto Rican. You see 3 people, go right in there. They're not going to question you. And you're going to say, I don't know. I didn't know. I don't know. I don't fly.
Send you back?
Oh,
like that security line at the airport that says first class only?
Security line is different.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about when you check in.
Oh, okay. We got a call coming in.
What's up, Danny B?
You tell me, my friend. What's going on out west?
You know me, dog. The fucking sun is out. I'm getting ready to go to San Jose tomorrow. I got my fucking edible in me. I got to go to the doctor.
The edibles. The lovely edibles. Yeah, we're not fortunate enough to get those edibles here in Pennsylvania.
But you'll be getting them fucking soon. Soonish.
We do.
You know, what people don't fucking know, Danny B, is Pennsylvania is where it all started for a guy like me. The best drugs I used to get were in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, back in the late 70s, early 80s with, what's that kid named? Biamonte. Remember that kid, Biamonte?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. It's been a while, but that name definitely rings a bell. Actually, Stroudsburg's a rock throw from here, probably about 20 minutes away from East Stroudsburg, right close to the Poconos there, Coco.
Yes, and I'll tell you what other town in Pennsylvania is a good comedy town. It's fucking crazy. I almost got my dick sucked there one night, and I was going to let the chick suck my dick, but it was the first woman that scared me because I thought she was going to suck my dick and then rip it off and shove it in her pussy and take my dick to go in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. We did comedy in a fucking barn.
Yeah, that's a rock throw. That's, you know, I'm centrally located to a lot of good shit here. I got Philly, Atlantic City, Jersey's right up the block. So Allentown's, you know, it's on the map. It's kind of quiet, but there are some fucked up people here, you know, and don't mess with those girls around here. They are fucking crazy.
What's going on, brother? How's the baseball been treating you?
Baseball's been fantastic. You know, the last couple of weeks have been back and forth, but overall I'm killing them this year, Coco. Best year ever in baseball, call it lucky, call it whatever, but I'm killing them. I'm 55 and 22-2 on the year. That's like 71%.
You know, when I met up with you in Long Island, you said something pretty interesting to me, and you're a very honest guy, even as a professional that you do. You said that you farm out basketball and football for information, but baseball you pick yourself.
Well, you know, you remember me as a kid. Baseball was always my passion. Hell, actually, I'm playing in a baseball league right now, a hardball league, 45 and older, wood bats and all, old school shit. But yeah, baseball's my thing. I know it inside out. But I do outsource a lot of my football, my basketball. You know, I had Donaghy for the NBA. Football, I use various guys. I track people, Coco, you know, and it's tough. Obviously, if it was easy, everybody would be making money. So I just follow guys that are moving big money. They don't win every game either. You know, they take it on the chin. So you follow the guys that do this for a living, guys that are moving some serious weight.
You know, the other day I was sitting with my man John Salami. John Salami is a writer that I hang out with, director, and he's from Jersey. He's one of us. He's about 47, 48. And we're talking about New Jersey stories down the shore, and that's when I called you. And I was telling him the story when I went to your house that day with the guns, and your mom was about to shoot you with the Decca, and you were snorting coke at the same time. We got to put that scene in a fucking movie.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of movies to be made about guys like us in New Jersey, North Bergen and Hudson County, the armpit of the world. But yeah, those were the days, you know. I was talking to somebody recently about the steroid days. Used to snort coke, shoot Decca, Anadrol, wake up. It was a mess. I don't even know why I'm still alive. By all rights, I should have died years ago. I don't know how I'm still here.
I still remember, you know, yesterday was, I think it was 13-year anniversary of Rago dying. A good friend of ours that we went to school with. It's funny, I was thinking about him. And I called Joey Filato, and he goes, "That's funny that you called me, because it's the 13th anniversary of Darren Rago." And I still remember I had no idea about what steroids were or whatever. I thought people lifted weights and they got big. And one day he came over, we were all coked up. We were probably about 18. We were in senior year in high school. And he came over and he goes, "Coco," we started doing coke and his jaw was gone. And he goes, "Coco, I got to tell you a secret." He took his shirt off. He did a bunch of push-ups. And he got up and started posing. It was just me and him in a hotel room. He starts doing push-ups and posing and telling me how he's fucking shooting vitamin B and shooting something else and eating those, D-balls.
D-ball, Diana ball. Blue magic, baby.
And it was funny. Anywhere I would take Rago, anywhere we would go, we could be in Harlem, copping on 135th Street and going to a bar to get a beer. I go, "Rago, take your shirt off and do some fucking push-ups and stuff." This motherfucker, no, we could be in an all-black bar in Harlem. He would drop, do 50 push-ups, take his shirt off, and start posing at the bar. Hilarious.
Dude, he was like a little pit bull. Actually, Darren and I go back even before North Bergen. He was the second baseman. I was the shortstop over in Fairview for the Lions Club. My first playing ball. I knew Johnny. They grew up on Maple Street in Fairview.
Wow.
And then later on to North Bergen. But yeah, Darren was a good dude. Crazy. Yeah, he got, you know, a bad rap for the drugs and all that. But he was a good dude. And talking about Darren, me and Gary were discussing Darren, because, you know, everybody misses Darren. He was
everybody,
a fucked up dude.
Everybody.
I remember one day we're partying at his house. We broke on it. We might have been 2 days into the party. Me and Gary are looking for him. And his mother's away in Atlantic City. She liked to gamble. So we're looking, where the fuck is he? You know, we're scared ourselves. Paranoia's setting in. Finally, we go into the mother's bedroom, and we open up the closet door. He's hiding in the closet behind the mother's dresses, all crouched down, going, shh. Then he got out. He took a hit of coke and ran back under. It was a fucking, it went on for the whole day. You know, so one of the last times I partied with Darren, he was hiding behind his mother's wardrobe in the closet in North Bergen. It's sad, though, man. Joey Filato, what the fuck? How's he been?
He's in St. Louis. He's a general manager of a car dealership, doing great. He has a little daughter. The wife is happy. But it's just funny how you said that Darren got a bad rap for the drugs. Bro, we all got a bad rap for the fuck. I remember one night, it had to be the fall of 84. And by that time, we had passed on the smoking. We were beyond the snorting. We were making bazookas.
We were making
bazookas in a microwave oven with.
The bazookas. My stomach's getting cramps. I gotta take a shit too,
thinking about it. I remember everybody was on this bazooka craze.
Talk about a laxative.
Where you take the coke and put the baking soda and bing it for 26 seconds and then make it hard. You break it up in a joint and roll the joint. Then you'd put the lighter under the joint so the coke would melt into the weed.
Got to cook the oils. You gotta let the oils burn.
God, and we lose our fucking minds. But everybody's house you went to do coke, they had to have a microwave oven. All right, so I'm driving down. I think with Mike Runny, we're driving down Kennedy Boulevard about 3 in the morning, about to go somewhere to front coke. And who do we see driving by the bank across from the hashways but Rago with a microwave oven? But this thing was fucking huge. Remember in the 80s, they were still huge. Now they're small. But this was when it was a fucking oven. You could bake a fucking bomb in this thing. He's walking, sweating, and we're like, Darren, put it in the back. Why do you have a microwave? He goes, do I got an ounce of coke and I'm going to somebody's house. I don't want no problems. I get over there, they got a microwave. That goes my fucking night. He showed up with a microwave to fucking people's houses. That's how crazy thing had gotten. But
I'll tell you what, those bazookas, I got lost with those things, you know, fucking from 84 to 87, 88. I wasn't even snorting either unless I was in the club. Take me back to the crib. Dude, I used to get weirded out on that.
Yeah, I was smoking bazookas,
was some awful
too.
Stuff.
One night I smoked, I got out of rolling papers, like I ran out of rolling papers, and I was cooking the bazooka and with the weed in a bong, and I had one of those bongs that were like plexiglass. The night started out a 3-foot bong. The next morning when I woke up, I had melted the bong. It was like a foot and a half. It melted in the bottom. It went down like the World Trade Center. You know how the World Trade Center went down? went down, fell
Hey, speaking of bongs, how about fucking Long Island when that boy comes out with the big, beautiful bong, he loads it up for you, and you're dropping on him.
Oh, my God.
That thing. Coco broke my bong. Coco broke my bong. And, you know, that was those. You know what? I got to tell everybody that's listening. I know there's thousands of people that listen to you, rightfully so. This man is hysterical. At the end of the show, he spends a lot of time with the fans. Everybody's lining up just to ask you. How about that crazy girl that kept saying, did you ever tell somebody to go fuck themselves?
Yeah.
She kept saying it over and over again. You remember that little nut?
Yeah, it's funny because, Danny, where we're from, everybody's fucking nuts. So when I go on the road, people, club owners always come up to me. Like, even the guy in Lexington was like, I just saw the people that are here tonight. They're a little crazy. You know, it's so funny how these people that are going out to comedy clubs are not the norm. You guys that come out to comedy clubs to support us, you're not the norm of who goes to comedy clubs. It's these conventional, nice white people that go sit and they're like, oh my God, that humor. You motherfuckers from the church show up with bongs and cakes and fucking weed and you're reeking of fucking weed. When I come out to crack jokes, I can smell the weed in the fucking air of people's breaths. It's brilliant.
Dude, but you know what, though? They love you. And I flew down to see you in Miami. I drove up to see you in Long Island. I'm going to definitely be there with a crew in Philadelphia at the end of, July 19th or so.
Let me tell you something. Philadelphia.
It's worth it. If anybody out there, you have a chance to see it on stage, it's worth it. He spends time and makes you laugh, man. It's real stuff. As you're telling the jokes in Long Island, I'm filling in the blanks. I'm telling my wife. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's the story when they black the prostitute with Holloway and Conti. It's like I'm living it as you're saying it. I'm like, and it's taking me back. And it's all real. That's what I love about you. Your comedy's real. You tell it. Your delivery, your expressions, man. You're just killing them. I'm so happy for you.
Bro, I got my comedy from you, Danny B. You motherfuckers have always made me laugh. You guys have been in the original comics in my life. All I did was take all my friends and made them a comedian. And became that comedian. That's all I did.
And I do the same thing with when I do my radio show and I talk about my experience. And I do the same thing. I just talk about the way I've seen it, what I've seen over the years, mistakes that I've made, you know, getting into trouble, waiting for that Monday night bailout game. I don't have the money to pay Mr. Holloway or whoever else, Jumper. Remember Frank Jumper? Were you part of that those days with Frank
you
Jumper?
You know what,
owned
man?
The gym in Richfield?
I was a buddy of his younger brother, but the word on the street is his younger brother's the shit now for the Lucchese's.
No, dude, listen, you know, I got hooked up with him in 84 when I was borrowing money from him and I was running back and forth from California, Arizona with bundles of weed. You know, Governor Christie prosecuted him, you know, back in 88, 89. But yeah, those were some fucked up times. It seemed like natural. I used to get on an airplane with 50 pounds of weed, checking in, snort on the plane, bullshit with the waitresses, leave there. I don't know how I got away with it. you know, but we just...
Personality! They could not expect it to be from you. And what he's saying is true. This guy would get on a plane with 50 pounds and go on the plane, do fucking bumps, and talk to people like he was really going on vacation and skiing.
Did you check it in or did you carry it on?
How you, check it in.
Do you really?
Back in the day, listen.
You checked everything in. Guns, everything.
I would check it in. It was like a routine. Every 10 days, California or Arizona, New Gales, Arizona, kind of bordered Mexico there. Like it was nothing, you know? And I'd have a fucking key of coke on me, just open it up in the plane, just snorting like I was fucking like it was legal. And I look back and I'm like, God damn, I should either be dead or in jail for the rest of my life.
Did like the baggage handlers take like a couple pounds out for the trouble? They didn't.
I tell you what, I did get caught. I did get caught in 1988. We got tipped off. First, James' brother Joey got caught, and then we kept going on. It was like a routine. One brother would go, then I would go. I got nabbed at LAX. Hold on, let me see the date. It was October of '87, right before my birthday. I got away with it, too, the illegal search and seizure. But I'm doing my thing. I check in. I have a couple of drinks. I'm getting ready to board the plane. And sure enough, those marshals come up and, hey, it's a routine search. Do you have any money on you? Blah, blah, blah. So I don't got no money on me, a few dollars, blah, blah, blah. So they say, mind if you check my bag, if we check your bag? So I say, yeah, go ahead. What am I going to do? Sure enough, they tell me, oh, you got no warrants. You have it, but you do have a shitload of weed with you. So they booked me. I spent a couple of days in the L.A. County Jail. Now I'm going to get a ring. This is the funniest part. Mr. Bianculo was being accused of blah, blah, blah. How much weed did he have? Nobody knew. I had 49 pounds of weed, and my bail was $100. $100 fucking bucks. Because they didn't know how much weed I had when I went in front of the judge. But 6 months later, I got away with it. Illegal search and seizure.
Now,
one for the home team.
One time I went home to Boston and Joey gave me some edibles and I was paranoid about it. Were you freaked out when you would have it under the plane for like the entire plane ride?
No, honestly, Lee, it was like fucking like I didn't care. I had balls bigger than an elephant. It was fucking, you know, we didn't care. It was like, it was a routine thing. Even though my older cousin just got popped a few months earlier, I'm like, well, stupid. He probably gave himself away. No, it was like a routine thing. Get dropped off, put them in, check them in with luggage, pick them up, take a cab into... I had a guy in New York that would take the whole lot off of us, sell them in the candy stores. 2 or 3 days later, I go back to California and do it all over again in a couple of days after that. But, no, I was never scared. I was never afraid of anything until I had kids. Now I'm afraid to go to sleep. So, no, back in the day, I was fearless.
It's funny how I used to bring you guns. I used to bring guns from Colorado to Jersey every week.
And you'd check it?
Check them. 10 guns.
I get nervous
with a fucking T-shirt. 10 9mm with the Miami Vice holsters. Remember, Danny? I'd bring the Miami Vice holster that Don Johnson wore on the show. And I'd bring bullets for everybody with the 2 clips. So you'd go, you were ready for war. They don't check nothing.
Like the Wild West.
Like the Wild West. I used to bring them everywhere. And then go fly back with 8 ounces, 10 ounces of blow in an envelope.
Well, I get nervous when I fly that the toothpaste is going to come out of and get on my clothes. You're not worried about guns.
No, I don't.
Holy shit, I'm not built for that at all.
Listen, if you're going to go for it, go for it. If you let that shit go into your mind.
Remember the trip me, Tommy Russo, and Clegg made out there?
Yeah.
You were out there. I forgot what year it was, 86, 85. We stopped. We picked up some guns. We rented a car. Drove to Vegas, then to California. Hung out with James for a few days. Got on a plane, and I'm like, oh, shit. I pull out the gun. Do they, like, have any weapons? I just pull out the pistol. You need a carrying case for that. It's $50. So, okay, well, give me the carrying case.
That's it.
It was like nothing back in the day. This 9/11 shit fucked it up for everybody.
I remember being in Newark with a suitcase of guns, coke, and having a little bit of weed in my jacket. And they asked me to take my jacket off, and the guy went in there and took the chocolate tie out. I thought it was all over. He put it right back in, gave me the jacket, and I went right through.
You had a suitcase of guns.
Suitcase of guns, blow.
He ain't lying, Lee. He ain't lying, man. It was like fucking crazy. Northburg Coco probably was the biggest arms dealer in New Jersey from Colorado for the longest time.
Dog, it was a
El
steal.
Coco Grande. No, he, for real, man. For real. It was like nothing.
Nothing.
Like, fucking, what do you got?
I had a cop in Colorado that sold me all his confiscated guns. Which were dirty guns anyway. People paid top dollar for those. And then I'd go to a store and buy brand new guns and bring them back.
He sold you, and you would make money because you were selling them illegally.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I make a profit over what I pay. You buy the gun for $200.
I got busted with one of those guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got busted in '87. I got hit 3 times in 1 year. It was like a hat trick. Boom.
Now, what happened with Gwinnett? Did Gwinnett buy a gun and it got took from him? Did I tell you that about
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike Gwinnett?
Yeah, about 15.
That's a name from the past.
Yeah, I was at the Comedy Store one night, and about 14, when I first got here, first year I'm here, Mike Gwinnett comes up to me. He goes, "Did they call you Coco when you were a kid?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm Mike Gwinnett." I know who the fuck. Yo, what's up, bud? I give him a hug. I go, "How's your brother Eddie?" He goes, "Listen, before we move any further, you owe me $150 from a gun." He goes, "I bought a gun from Danny, and it got confiscated." I go, "What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? Go get a drink, and let's go do a line, $150. Get the fuck out of here."
I remember hearing something like that. It was April 1st of 87. You know, I got busted later on in 87 out in California, too, and then in 89 and 90. I got more arrests than fucking most people can count to. But anyway, April 1st, I'm up all night with the Edlers, okay? I'm living on Durham Avenue, and they just clear out the house like 6 o'clock. Everybody's going home. I'm ready to hit the bed. And all of a sudden, I get a call from you remember Joel, Tobia?
Yeah, Joel? I robbed him.
Well, everybody robbed Joel.
I got even that. Let me tell you how intense that motherfucker was. He had an alarm on his car in 1985 that if you fucked with his car, his pager would go off. Do you remember? That's how electronically fucking ahead of the game he was in 84. Like, he would hide the coke in his car. And we all knew in those days, we'll bust that fucking glass and take his blow. But he had an alarm system that his pager. I got him. He's the last guy I got out of North Bergen. He was tough, too, because he knew I came with a reputation. He had me on fucking point. But he let his guard down for like 3 hours. Bam!
Yeah, I hear he turned informant for a while.
Yeah, so that's what I heard, too. That's
he went belly up. Now he's hanging out with Tommy Russo and I'm up in North Jersey somewhere.
Again?
But yeah, I don't know. The whole clique, I'm removed. I've been removed from that area.
I don't
want to
see those people.
For a long time. But
I don't
want
to see those
shit,
people. I don't want to talk to those people. Especially that little crew. That little crew had always the reputation of being rats. And I'm a firm believer if there's smoke, there's fire.
Oh, my God. You know, if you haven't been arrested or fucking in trouble, then, you know, especially...
Whether it's smoke, there's... Since we were kids, Russo had the bag of being a fucking rat. Since we were kids. Everybody knew that.
Well, he was a pretty boy. He had no heart, no fight to him, you know. I've been shot. I've been stabbed. Ain't nothing I haven't seen. You know, I spent some time in jail. I've been fucking broke, made millions, lost it, got it back, so... You know, life's full of ups and downs. So,
and you live like a fucking doctor, brother. I love this kid. I love this guy. I had like this guy that wanted to be on. I go, no, I gotta have Danny be on. It's been a while. This is real. I needed this back on the show just to let motherfuckers know.
Because you know that's what I'm about. That's how I sell myself and my product is by just being me, man.
We're fucking family from a long time, bro.
This is real.
We're family from a long time. I needed. To have some family call in today. I really did.
Well, speaking of family, how's the little girl?
Just...
Nuts, huh?
You don't know. You look at this little baby and you think about your life and you go, what the fuck? What the fuck? I walk around like you. I walk around scared because of the thing named karma, you know?
But, dude, I tell you what. I do nothing wrong these days. I can't even drive to the gym without looking
wrong
over
either.
My shoulder.
No,
I'm so afraid
neither.
Of the cops. And...
I can't even shoplift at the airport no more. I feel guilty. I used to be able to fucking steal a New York Post and a thing of water, and now I'm fucking paranoid to even... I'll tell you what, man. Philly is going to be great for one main reason. You ready for this, Danny?
What's that?
Two words. Mike Runny.
Oh, and Steve? Is Steve
and
coming,
Steve
too?
Coming. Steve's daughter. The son is coming. He wants to come a day early. He sent me an email saying, can I come in a day early? I just want to smoke with my Uncle Joey. We're going to have a fucking blast. I got to have Mike Ronnie call back on here again next week just to remind these motherfuckers about what's going to go down in Philly that Thursday
good
night.
Good ball player. Good ball player. Mike Runney was a good baseball player. I was going to say call the cops. Have your cops should be there, but isn't Steve Runney a cop these days?
No, he just retired. He just retired. He just retired in January. He called me.
How old the fuck are we? We're fucking retiring already? How the fuck? How do you retire? I can't retire.
Remember, he was an undercover cop for a while, and he would fucking go to work, Jack. That jaw would always go. I had a comedy club.
He was driving around. Yeah, he used to stop by and see me on his way to work with the fucking guns. You know, I go all over the place. I started telling the story back in April how, at 87, how I got hit. Joel calls me up and he tells me, hey, the GMC is here to take your car. They repossess. I'm like, my car? Because it was in the shop getting all wheeled up. My mother wasn't making the payments on the fucking car. I'm like five car payments behind. You know, at that point, I'm fucking hungover. I call my mother at the restaurant. I'm like, you need to get home. So she comes home. I'm blowing up. I'm fucking screaming. My car's repossessed for no reason. I start throwing shit through the window. Louis Stipsy, remember Louis
Stipsy? Yeah, the cop. Yeah, North Bergen cop.
Yeah, so he comes up. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, these fucking guys, Louis, my fucking family, they're fucking killing me. I pay for the house. I do this. I fucking this one, that one. They fucking my car, Louis, my car. He's like, calm down, bro. And then out of nowhere, Joe Bodie, I don't know him at that point, comes up. He goes, you're full of shit. You're a fucking drug dealing gangster, bookmaker, criminal. And when we get you, you're going down. I'm like, who the fuck are you? Well, sure enough, they got a warrant to go into my house because my sister, Sissy, turns in one of your guns. Now, I was smart enough not to keep them around when we were partying. So I would keep the ammunition in a safe and take the pistol and put it upstairs in my brother's baby diaper bag. So she turned in one of the guns, and next thing you know, they got warrants for my arrest, and I got a little probation on that deal. But, yeah, it was your gun, buddy. My first pinch was with your gun.
When am I going to see you? No, all right, so let me ask you this real quick. So you got baseball going on. You're going into July, the All-Star break. And then after pretty much the All-Star break, ladies and gentlemen, it's welcome to football season.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know Lee's very...
They got Denver going off as the favorite this year.
Lee's very upset because one of his New England Patriots got arrested today. When I came in,
Hernandez! That's okay. It opens up the room for Tebow.
They knew shit.
That's why they got Tebow. You know, he's tough. He can play a wideout. He can fill in for Gronkowski. He's hurt a little bit here and there. So, yeah, Tebow's going to... This is the football time.
What position does Aaron Hernandez play?
Tight end.
He's a tight end, isn't he?
Yeah,
is he any good?
He was great, and Gronkowski was great, but he just had his fucking sixth surgery and a back surgery 2 weeks ago.
Who?
Gronkowski, the other tight end.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going to happen this year.
Tebow's going to be big there, Lee.
You think he's going to catch? You think he's going to be able to catch balls?
Get the respect he deserves.
That'd be awesome. I mean, we don't have Welker anymore. We don't have any. We have Tom Brady, but he has no one to throw to right now. So
and
hopefully
this
you're right.
Hernandez, what did he kill?
Patriots are 8-1. So they're number 3 to win it. Broncos 11-2. San Fran 6-1. Pats and Seattle are going off at 8-1.
Wow, Seattle.
So yeah, they're still favored. They're one of the top teams. And how can you not be when you got Belichick and Brady? But you're going to see Tebow going to show the people. I don't like the way they've been hard on this guy, you know. The guy's nothing but a good kid. He plays hard. And so what? He's not a quarterback. He's not your typical quarterback. So what? He's a winner. You know, I'm different. My approach to sports is different than most, but I'm a winner. So what the fuck? I go up. People are haters. Hey, speaking of hate, what do you think of this Paula Deen? Is she a bigot or not?
Listen, behind closed doors, everybody says the word nigger. Whether they hate it or they don't, it's just the way their nature. And those fucking animals say it all the time. So, when I came from Cuba, I hung out with the brothers. They were the first friends I had in 125th Street in Harlem. So even when I fuck around and go, yo, nigger, whatever, I don't hate nobody. My idols are Julius Erving, Muhammad Ali, and Richard Pryor. How the fuck can I hate niggas? You know what I'm saying? But there's people whatever.
Listen, when I was locked up and shit, you know, I've seen it all, military at a young age. People are people. You know, some of the worst people I've ever met are your white trash. And I'm sorry if I offend anybody, but White trash is worse than anything, so I look the other way at that shit. I use the N-word here and there, but I don't mean no harm by it.
No, I say spit to 1,000 times. I love Spanish people.
Well, that's the thing. She told a black person that she wanted all the waiters at one of her family's weddings to dress up like slaves. So that she was saying it with hate.
Yeah, she denied that today on the Today Show.
Oh, did she really?
That's hysterical.
Yeah, she gave her best to, but I don't think it worked. She didn't come off very convincing.
They should tie her up and put some DeJungo dick in her ass.
You know what? But, people are haters. Everybody's looking to take a shot at somebody. You know, people take shots at me because of my past. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck either.
I ain't going nowhere. You know what? And bottom line is people are fucking people.
You know, for fucking, I gotta tell you something, Danny. For after I got divorced, and that lady said a few things to me, and plus the shit from my childhood, for about 7 or 8 years, I walked around in this shame. And every once in a while, I would get high and tell one of these stories to somebody about mugging a hooker, or you biting Roger's ear off, or fucking, snorting coke with Daryl Dawkins off a refrigerator. In fact, Joel was the ball boy for the Nets. That's the guy I talked to. Joel was a ball boy for the Nets when we were growing up. And they would give him the sneakers after every game. They would throw away their sneakers, and Joel would sell them and then get blow and sell to Daryl Dawkins. That's the guy we're talking about. I was embarrassed about my mother. I was embarrassed about my family, my mother doing blow and my father. And then one day I said, what the fuck? I came out all right. You know what I'm saying? Who gives a fuck?
You sure did. You know
who
what?
Who gives a fuck?
Sometimes you look back, especially when you're a parent, you're like, you try to do the right thing, and image is important for your kids. But you know what it is? What it is? I would do things differently. Well, shit, I was raised without any guidance. I came out all right. I evaluated. I did okay. I'm not no choir boy.
Listen, you know what hurts a kid?
The only church I go to is this church.
You know what hurts a kid the most? When they get lied to. It's not about your image. The kids will accept you. The kids are like dogs and cats. They'll accept you. Kids get pissed when we get lied to. Anybody in this room still pissed at one of our parents for lying to us? Something. It could be something simple that till this day we get mad about. When your mom and dad got divorced, Lee, maybe your dad lied to you, your mom, it bothers you. So a parent lying today, I got to tell my daughter everything. And I got to have her find strength in that, the same way I found the strength in that. So what? I stole this. So what? I robbed this. This is why now I got to work that much harder, Danny.
And that's what
this
is. I'm taking a piss right now, so don't mind me.
No, go ahead. Danny B., where can they find you? What's going on for football season? Are you running a special? Let us know what's going on real fast.
Well, I'm done pissing. I piss a lot. I got some nice deals going on, especially for church members. Right now I got a $120 special for the month. It's 4 weeks of plays. I don't play a lot, but you're getting anywhere from 28 to 30 games a month. Just enough to wet your beak, make enough money. Less is better in my business. I'm just dabbling with this internet. I'm learning a whole new thing here. I'm a radio guy. For the last 20 years, it's been television and radio. Now I'm into social media. Anytime you lose a game, they're looking to take shots at you. It's like an ugly world out there. But, I'm just doing my thing, and I'm running specials. One day I have this special going on. Next week, another special. But I treat all the church members differently, because any friend of yours is a friend of mine.
I love you, cocksucker. I'm going to see you in Philadelphia, and get ready to rock.
Yeah, listen, thanks a lot. And Lee, thanks for helping out, because I'm ready to start my... Yeah, real quick.
He's going to start his podcast.
I'm doing my podcast after the All-Star break twice a week, Monday and Friday. Going to start talking football and recap and all that neat stuff, and hope to have one first guest.
I'll be on there, brother. I love you with all my heart.
Okay, back at you, man. Just love and kisses, and I'll keep in touch.
Give the wife a kiss. She's a beautiful wife. Give her a kiss. I love her, and give the kids a kiss, too.
I will do that. My little kid's upstairs running around like Chucky. He's a little nut. All he has these little footprints. But anyway, listen, if you're kicking me off, I'll let you go. If not, I'll keep talking.
No, I'll let you go. I got to get the fuck out of here. I got to go start my day, cocksucker.
Yeah, I started calling you at 6:45 a.m. this morning.
Your time. I know. When I got up, I said, what's he doing? Calling who? I'm sorry.
Well,
fucked
you text me 6:45.
I know. I thought my time. I'm sorry, brother.
That's okay. I was up anyway. But listen, guys, love and kisses. And
love you.
Hug the baby. Lee, thanks for your help.
No
I got
problem.
One of your church members, Andrew. Andrew Tomasino.
Tomasino. He's going to help him. He's going to be his producer.
Yeah. Good dude. He's going to be my Lee. Only he's Italian.
All right. Dude, he's the flying Jew.
I'm
going to have him fly up to San Jose this week. Everything's going to be beautiful. I'll get a hold of you next week, cocksucker.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for your help.
DannyBWins.com. DannyBWins.com, cocksuckers.
Do you know the way to San Jose, motherfucker?
I don't know nothing.
I'll see you later, buddy. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
You too. What's up, Lisa? Where's the fucking... I got to do some shout-outs, and Shalee, you're slipping this morning, cocksucker.
I'm sorry, but...
I'm going to give a shout-out to my girl, Melissa Perez, coming to the Late Show Friday. Mark Wren, I love you, cocksucker. Leon, Dead Squad from coast to coast down to Australia, all the way to Dead Squad Japan, Dead Squad Harlem, Dead Squad Bolivia. I love Dead Squad. I've been not giving you shout-out lately. Jill Himitsu, hope you get well. Rex fucking up in Seattle. Frank Westland, Jeremy Kennedy, and my man Danny Lyons. In the fucking house, bitches. What do you got for me, Lee? Don't just fucking sit there. I like the color on that shirt, Lee.
Thanks.
It's beautiful.
It's mine.
It's very nice on you. Don't wear a white shirt underneath no more.
What should I wear?
Nothing. Hair. Hair. You're a Jew.
I have hair.
Well, then let it pop out. You're in a t-shirt like you're going to go to fucking some insurance conference. You know what I'm saying? You're Lee Sayer. You ain't got time for this shit. You're the flying fucking Jew. So you want me
But it's blue and white. That's what
I didn't bother you this morning on edibles because you're going to have enough problems this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you've been saying that. You've been calling me for weeks, like, dude, they're making this cake for you. It's an ice cream cake.
Where was fucking Woodstock? In New York. Where was the other one? The crazy one.
Oh, Altamino or Alta?
All that shit up there. There's still people up there. Those people from Altamino, they're waiting for you. I got an email the other day. Some guys going, they're just coming. They're paying for tickets to watch the show, but they're coming to torture you. This is why I told you Monday, eat these fucking edibles because I'm not going to carry you. You're going to wake up. You're going to wake up in an alley in San Jose. Your pants are going to be untied. Your ass is going to hurt. Dick's going to be red.
Why are they going to do my pants?
Because they're going to rape you. You're at least sad. They want to give you an edible and have some chick fuck your brains out. I'm not kidding you. I'm trying to prepare you. I've never lied to you. I'm like your fucking drill sergeant here. I'm your father, uncle, mother, wife for the rest of your fucking life. Till your father comes and I take a few days off.
You're my wife?
Everything. Until your father gets here, and then I take a few days off. So I'm just telling you right now. All right? Cocksucker, I had to yell at him this morning. He's like, I don't want to eat. I don't have time for that shit. You're a soldier. You're a church of what's happening now soldier. There's no more juicing. There's no more nothing. We're going commando this weekend.
We're going commando.
I don't expect to do a podcast. If you call me Monday morning and go, Joey, don't come over here. I can't do a podcast because I'm sick. I'd be proud.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You'd be knocking on the door.
No, we'll do it in the afternoon, but that's the plan for Monday. You're going to party so hard this weekend, you're going to get back Sunday, you're going to go to sleep, and Monday, you won't be able to...
I haven't drank in a while. I'm looking forward
to it. I'm telling you. I'm not kidding you. So I'm telling you as your friend, your uncle, to take the stick out of your ass.
Anyone who wants to come out and do... I love tequila shots. That's what I want to do.
There's no fucking crime. Melissa Perez is shaving her asshole right now. She says she stopped shitting since Monday.
Oh.
So Friday night late show, Melissa, beautiful because she's fucking beautiful. Yeah. She's gonna fart in your face.
Why? Well, you love.
I accept. No, why? No. I don't know.
You like the like they don't shit since Monday. Like it's just sitting in there.
It's just
like,
sitting in there, compressed.
Oh.
If you stop shitting this morning,
yeah.
Like after you shit today, it's Wednesday. If you don't shit till Friday or Saturday, see what happens.
I don't want to see what happens.
You get this air around your ass, and even when you pull your pants off, your ass stinks because it's compressed right in there. It's like a keg right in the blow. And then after some cocktails, a couple mozzarella sticks at the comedy show, then we'll give her a cup of coffee.
Oh.
Then we'll take you upstairs. I'm bringing the camera.
Thank God we have that.
Boom!
You wouldn't want to miss this.
And I want I want your face to look like a zebra. Like you have like little block dots. Like somebody, you look like Travolta in Pulp Fiction when he killed the guy and he had little pieces of blood on his fucking head. Don't you want some shit on your face? Just a couple of particles?
I've come to terms a little bit with the fart. The shit on... Why does it have to be shit on my face?
Because that's part of the patois. You ain't going to shoot
that's
nobody if you don't have blood on you. You're not going to eat spaghetti without some sauce on your shirt. You're not
but
gonna
it's not sauce. It's
when
you that's
eat,
shit.
When you eat a fucking bagel with cream cheese.
Yeah.
With the tomato, nice, and the onions.
Yeah.
Don't you get a little cream cheese on your shirt?
It's not shit.
And don't you get a little couple seeds from the poppy seed on your shirt? Come on, Lee. You gotta give me a breather here. What? Talk to me about fucking Hulu Plus. What? What the fuck? You haven't said nothing now.
Well, we're gonna do it later, but it's my saving grace, man. I love Hulu Plus.
You like it? My wife's digging it too. Oh, I knew she. My wife likes all that stuff.
I watch The Daily Show on it. I love The Daily Show. I think it's funny. Jon Stewart's on a break right now, but they have that. They have Family Guy, which I love.
I love Family
Guy. They have
Guy.
Parks and Rec, which I think she's very funny. They have tons of shows. So just go to joeydiaz.net. There's a banner there. Go to huluplus.com/Joey. Because we talked about it, it doesn't have to be lowercase anymore. So go for it. Just go. It really, they don't ask for your credit card. They don't ask for anything. You get 2 weeks for free, and that's it.
2 weeks? Who gives you 2 weeks? Some people don't even give you 2 fucking hours or 2 fingers up the ass. Lee, where's some fucking music for me? Get this day going. You got the weekend. That's it, motherfuckers. 4th of July is next weekend. Dun, 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 dun. Hit it, Lee. Oh, shit. Little AC/DC fucking Power Angel or something for the Australians. I love you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I love these people. That's why we do this shit, Lee.
I know you do.
We ain't going nowhere. I'm too stoned. I got to drive home. I don't even know what I got to cut off Asians like an Asian. What else, Lee? We're going to fucking San Jose. We're going to Philadelphia in July. AC/DC. And that's all I got for you motherfuckers today. If you're not putting Alpha Brain in your system, if you're not putting Strong Bone, if you're not trying the hemp protein from Onnit, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Go to Onnit.com. Order something. And the box. Press church. Press church. You're not going to be fucking sorry.
Nope.
And don't forget, do something today. Write a Joe. Hit it, Dylan. Go, Lee. Oh, shit. Wiggle for Uncle Joey, Lee. There you go, guys. It's like you haven't wiggled in a while. You
no,
doing jumping jacks now. Ooh, that's a boy.
Speaking of shit, do you shit when you smoke? Because every time I get really high, I take like the best shits. I don't know.
Tremendous. It keeps your digestive tract open.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And if you smoke a joint and drink a half a cup of coffee with some oatmeal and an apple, I went to the doctor once. I go, Doc, I got a doctor. I shit too much. He goes, no, there's no law against shitting too much. It's good. That means everything's moving. It's when you're sitting there stale and you got, you know, pockets of meat in there and stuff like that. Guess where I went last night with my wife?
Where'd you go?
We got a gift certificate to Arnie Morton's.
Oh, you went to, oh,
yeah,
wow.
We went last night because we were at a pinch. We went, I had the halibut.
Oh, was it good?
The salad, yeah, it was delicious.
You got fish at a steakhouse?
My wife got the steak and I got a little steak. I can't eat meat every day, Lee.
Really?
I'm 50 fucking years old. I can't be clogging up the fucking, the pores, the fucking valves. I can't do that every day. And I had a picadillo for breakfast, you know, for lunch, the ground beef with the potatoes, the Cuban stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't want the halibut. Looked delicious. It was fucking delicious.
Oh, no, I love
it. I can't cook halibut at the house. I'm the worst fish cook. I don't know what I'm doing. I go to these farmers markets, and they sell the halibut and the salmon. I bring it home. It's a fucking dry piece of fucking fish.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I brought swordfish. I threw it away last week. I made it for lunch with lemon juice.
Oh, I love swordfish.
I don't know how to cook, man. I can't fucking cook, man.
Yeah, fish is tough.
Fish is fucking tough. So when I go out and I see a nice piece of fish, like every time you go out to get a halibut, it's always previously frozen.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty hard to get fresh halibut. And then if I could get it, Lee, I don't know how to fucking cook it. So these guys, I know they're not going to fuck it up. Every time you go there, the food is so fucking fresh. The lettuce, you piss like a racehorse after you leave, whatever, because you piss. You fucking, that lettuce is all water. It's crisp. You see the water shoot out of your fucking mouth. It's like going to the dentist.
Jesus. I have the same thing with shrimp.
There's something you don't like.
No, I love shrimp.
Lobster you don't like.
I don't like lobster, but with shrimp,
you cocksucker.
I can't do, like, anytime it's at someone's house, it's always frozen and it tastes soggy and watery. I only have shrimp at restaurants. And I love it. But I can't. Every time I'm at someone's house and they have, oh, we have a shrimp cocktail, it's disgusting. I can't do it. I don't know. This is what happens to get me high.
I get those Costco shrimp and they're not world class shrimp. But I like to make red sauce with it and shrimp cocktails if I'm gonna. But they're not. Like when you go to fucking Dantana's or Artie Morton's and get those shrimp cocktails, those are prawns.
Yeah.
They picked them that morning.
They're so good.
They picked them that fucking morning. So I'm the same with you. But if anybody has recipes for fish, you know, swordfish, halibut, salmon, I'm getting fucking sick of, you know, because I've been eating salmon in Seattle, and it's great for your heart and it's great for your joints. But I can have it once a week, and I can go to Big Pete's and fucking have it. They give it to me with rice and a salad, so don't worry about the salmon. I need like halibut recipes, and eat like swordfish recipes. And there's tons of tilapia out here that I don't know how to cook.
Do you have a grill or no? Because
I have a grill in the yard.
Uh huh.
And I have whatever I have in the kitchen, you know, in the broiler and all that shit. But it just, I like to get fish. You know, I really do. It's like a Jew driving a BMW. How do I go to fucking Arnie Moore? My wife got the steak, and I got a couple pieces of that.
It was it's so good.
And she got it rare. It melted in my mouth like butter.
Yeah.
But I usually get the lobster bisque. I didn't get that this time because too much cream.
Okay.
So I didn't get that. I just got the salad. I had one piece of bread.
Did you get those horseradish mashed potatoes that we got last for that? Those are good. I love those.
My wife got those, and we got scallops wrapped in bacon. Delicious. Lee, you know, my wife, I'm leaving. I won't see her again, so we had the gift certificate. It was sitting there. It was fucking sitting there.
Why not?
And we're like, when are we going to go there? We're going to go to Father's Day. We ended up going swimming. We ended up going to Wendy's.
After Father's Day,
we went and got a chicken sandwich, you know, like normal human beings. And last night we were running. She made red sauce. But I said, you know what? For us to have it the same day, it sucks. When you make spaghetti sauce, you want it to sit overnight and coagulate. Yeah, you don't want to have the same day. Let that pork and the fucking beef get in there and, you know, and the onions and the, oh, it's delicious the next day. You've cold it up. Then today you take that motherfucker out. A lot of meals are not, you shouldn't cook them for that day. Paella, a lot of steaks and stuff like that, I understand. But lasagna
is better.
Always better the next day. Yeah, when have you not had food that is not better the next day?
I guess that makes sense. Like that's the reason why I got so big is because I hate cooking. And the thing you have to do is cook for like a few days in advance because I hate doing it.
Bro, I can make a couple things if I had to.
Yeah.
You know, I can make a mean steak on a...
You do that with the garlic and the onions
and
stuff?
With the garlic and the onions and the white bread and the two eggs. I make a great breakfast, shit like that. But like, I would love to be able to make like a pot roast, you know.
You'd love to make a pot roast?
Oh, a pot roast with mashed potatoes and slice that motherfucker up thin. Come on, with some garlic cloves in it. So when the meat gets cooked, now the garlic spreads into the fucking meat.
No, it sounds great. I just don't imagine you wanting to cook.
Come on, guys. Who doesn't want to be able to fucking be a... But see, I'm like that guy that doesn't want to do... You know, I always meet comics that are like, I don't want to host. You got to fucking host. You got to do the system. So I'm not the type of guy that wants to do the years to learn how to cook.
Yeah.
I just want to get the fucking... The whatever edition, the just go the liner notes.
Yeah.
And cook. But you can't do that.
No.
You can't do that with cooking. And that's why I fail as a chef or any type of, you know, I'm great with tuna, mayonnaise, onions.
Oh, yeah.
I'm great with a tuna sandwich. What were
you
saying?
I told you about tuna. You're like, try this. Oh, vinegar and oil or something?
Yeah. And even at Subway. Just try that Subway. If you want to try something, try it somewhere where it's cheap and you have no investment in 8 hours.
Yeah.
You get tuna with Italian bread,
yeah,
lettuce, tomato. The lettuce can't be whole. It has to be shredded.
Okay.
For this sandwich. The tomatoes have to be very thin. Salt and pepper, a little oregano, maybe an avocado, and some vinegar and oil. God damn. Omit the avocado, but put some vinegar and oil on the tuna. You know, when I was a kid, Blimpy Base had a great sandwich. It had roast beef, lettuce, tomato, onions.
Is it still round, Blimpy?
Ah, but that meat, it looks brown. It looks looks like, I don't know, like an old lady's pussy. Like it's just fucking, it's just fucking brown. Roast beef either has a look to it or doesn't.
They have to shave it right there.
It's like a child molester. You know what I'm saying? They either have to look.
Roast beef is like a child molester. Yeah,
you know, the roast beef, when you look at roast beef, it either has that look or it has that look like you're going to fucking die.
Yeah.
That brown fucking look. And that's what I don't like. You know.
Did you ever go to Kelly's when you went to Boston? It's wicked expensive right now, but
I don't know.
There was a place called Riley's, and they shaved it right there, but then they would warm it up. And I can't, like, cold roast beef that's been sitting there all day, that can't be good. When I go to Subway or places like that, I get tuna, turkey, or ham. Anything else that seems like it's dangerous.
Tuna, which you're taking your life in your hands. Turkey, you're taking your life in your hands. And the ham. The turkey, I wanted to like from Subway.
Yeah.
But it tasted so fake.
Yeah.
It really does taste so fake.
They put
fake.
A coloring on it to have that brown circle. Oh. It's not real.
And what about the ham? Is it turkey ham?
It's boar's head ham. I mean...
Really?
I usually get...
At Subway.
That's what the sign says. Who knows if it's real. But I usually get... When I go, I usually get tuna.
I'm a tuna guy at Subway.
Too. Love it.
I fucking love it.
I start putting onions on it. It's great.
You love putting raw onions?
Just a little bit, because I'm just getting used to it, but I like it.
and put some vinegar on that.
I'll try it. It scares me.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's tuna wet. It's nice.
Okay.
And I don't like my food wet. This is tuna wet. I can't believe we're talking about fucking tuna wet. What kind
this is what happens when you have me smoke.
I got to get the fuck out of here. So I don't know what to tell you, people. It was a great week. You're alive. The sun's out. Go for your fucking dream this week, cocksucker. Grab your ball, smell your fingers, and go, what the fuck has been going on for the last 10 years? I got to get back in this fucking race, Lee.
Oh, shit.
Lee, I feel bad for you this weekend. I really do. You
know, I've been looking forward to it for months.
I'm mad at you this morning because you can't say this shit to me. I'm telling you, I'm not lying to you. I guarantee I'll take you to my other email from joediaz.net. You're not going to go.
I'll go.
If you read the emails, you won't go. I was thinking about this. I had to erase them like Beauty and the Beast. Because if you read this, you're going to go, you're going to die. And I can't have that this week. You got to be prepared.
I'm prepared.
I need you to show. I'm bringing you up on stage to do 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
The club's going to give you a couple hundred. You got to go on stage and do 10 minutes. So you got to write me a material by tomorrow.
Wait, you tell me Wednesday for tomorrow?
I thought you knew.
No, when?
What the fuck?
How am I supposed to know what you planned?
Come on, I told you this 6 weeks ago.
You didn't tell me. You told me, go up and say
hello. It's Joey Diaz with the comedy likings of Lee Syatt.
Well, people are in for a treat.
I love you, cocksuckers. Listen, have a great weekend. We're doing next Monday and Wednesday. The 4th of July is on Thursday.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great week. Next week, we got yous then. We got a live podcast in July.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for that one either. And I'm sorry we couldn't do one in San Jose. It was just too short a notice. But bring the podcast stuff anyway.
Oh, I'm going to bring it up.
For the thing, if you like. And maybe we'll get a couple people. We have a great feature this week. I forget. Great kid. And I can't fucking think of his name. I'm excited.
Well, coming to the show, guys.
And bring heavy. Come heavy. Bring reefer. Like sometimes you go out with two joints, bring three joints. Let's say there's a fucking earthquake while we're at the San Jose Improv. You know what I'm saying? We got Lee there. We got to keep him in fucking reef for the next 2 days and water. So hurry up. Come on down.
And if you're high, get the spinach and artichoke dip. I love that shit.
Would you stop with the fucking spinach and artichoke dip?
Nope. I'm going to get it every time.
I'm going to call Melissa right now and have her fucking eat a bunch of that stuff.
Oh, if it was spinach and artichoke dip part, I'd do it in a second. I love
it. Done. That's it. I love you, cocksucker. Where's AC/DC?
It's right here. But really, guys, I'm gonna do this one from the heart because Joey's been giving me shit. Go to Hulu Plus. You get 2 weeks free. You get to watch all your favorite shows. JoeyDiaz.net, or go to HuluPlus.com/Joey. You get 2 free weeks. Watch your favorite shows. Watch it online. Watch it on your phone. Watch it on the plane. Watch it on the way to the show in San Jose. It's awesome.
That's it.
That's all I got
Lee,
to say.
You knocked it out of the park today, cocksucker, with your little blue shirt on. You did some jumping jacks. You wiggled.
Yeah, gotta wiggle.
I'm giving you a breather today from the edibles because I feel bad for you after this weekend. This weekend, you're going to be begging me not to even smoke pot. I'm serious. This is going to be a lot of reason.
We'll see what happens. Monday, recap show.
I'm happy that we're going to Vegas next weekend. I got a couple of days to rest. That's all I'm saying. I love you guys. Have a great week. Be safe. Stay black and beautiful always. You didn't do Hulu.
I just did it.
Don't fuck with me, Lee.
What are you talking about?
You're inedible. Now you're playing with my emotions, fucking Lee.